Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidina mursalin sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Respected elders and dear brothers, mothers and honorable sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said regarding the month of Ramadan, wa yastajibu fihi du'a. The month of Ramadan is that month wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala readily answers the du'as that we make whenever we supplicate and turn to Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ready to answer the du'as. I'm not going to spend too much time in the introduction. It is quite late already. Today, inshallah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, the title of the du'a that we wish to study is the du'a for the acceptance of your deeds. Now, this is absolutely important, especially during the month of Ramadan. It is a month wherein we are going to engage in many different types of acts of worship. Some of them are obligatory, as for example, the fast during the day, and many optional deeds and actions that we are going to try our level best to carry out during this auspicious month of Ramadan. But what is of importance is not the deed itself, but it is the deed earning acceptance in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is a dua that was recited in the Taraweeh Salah this evening, and also in the Witr Salah. And the dua commences with the term Rabb. We have titled this series of lectures as the Rabbana Du'as, the du'as which commence with the attribute of Allah, which is Rabb. And that is the attribute that of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah uses when He introduces Himself to the creation. Allah says, Alhamdulillah, all praises are for Allah. Allah, the word Allah, that is Allah's personal name. Allah has one personal name, and that is the name Allah. Apart from the personal name that Allah has a number of attributes. And the very first attribute that Allah uses in order to introduce Himself to the universe and to the creation, Allah says, Rabb al-Alamin. Allah is the Rabb of the universe. We will discuss the meaning of Rabb in more detail as we move along. What I've done over here is I've broken it down into a word-for-word translation, so that when you are making dua and you recite the word, the meaning comes to your mind and you understand exactly what you are saying. Instead of just giving you the complete meaning of the dua, I've broken it down for you and given you a word for word translation. And thereafter, I've given you the full translation of the dua, because sometimes when you translate it word for word, it doesn't really make sense. So then I've given you at the bottom of the table that you have there, you will notice that you have the complete meaning with you. I have prepared thus far 3 episodes, and inshallah, as we move along, the other episodes will be made available to you. We will try, with the help of Allah, to discuss one dua per night, inshallah ta'ala, depending on the time that we have available to us. So, Rabbana, what does Rabbana translate as? Our Rabb. I prefer not to translate this title Rabb, or this attribute of Allah. I prefer to keep it as Rabb. Because if you study the English language, or if you try and translate Rabb, there are translations which are available, and I do not say they are incorrect. Lord is a translation, sustainer is a translation, nourisher is a translation, nurturer is a translation that are given for the word Rabb. But you will find that none of these translations, in whichever language it may be, adequately and comprehensively covers the meaning of Rabb. That is why we try and keep it as Rabb. Like how we try and say Allah and not translate the name of Allah, for it cannot be translated. The similar can be applied to the title of Allah, Rabb. Taqabbal. Rabbana awa Rabb. Taqabbal. Taqabbal, accept. When you study the Arabic language and you study this word taqabbal, you will find that it appears on a different scale, not on the standard. We call it the trilateral scale. The original letters of this verb, taqabbal, which means accept, are the qaf and the ba and the lam, qabila. Now, qabila in the Arabic language also means to accept. But why do we not say Rabbana iqbal? But we say taqabbal. We do not use the trilateral, the three-letter format.
we use the extended form of taqabbal, because in taqabbal, what does taqabbal mean? Taqabbal means, Ya Allah, whatever I've done is so insignificant, as huge as it may seem, but it's so insignificant, my effort, Ya Allah, accept it. In comparison to your greatness, وَمَا قَدَرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِهِ Allah says, pray how much you want. Glorify Allah how much you want. Sing the praises of Allah as much as you want. You will never be able to praise Allah as He ought to be praised. So تَقَبَّلْ O Allah, accept. Minna, from us. Min, we know min means from. Na, us. Accept from us. إِنَّكَ Indeed you, أَنْتَ you, السَّمِيعُ The all-hearing. And Al-Alim, you are the all-knowing. When we study, moving down, we have selected some words that I would like to emphasize on. It's firstly the title of Allah, Rabb. Rabb signifies one who nurtures. Someone who brings something up. But your parents could also be referred to as a nurturer. Because from a young age, they are there and they are nurturing you. But the difference between Rabb and any other nurturer is that Rabb, who is Allah, He nurtures something from its inception, and He keeps on nurturing it every step of the way and at every level until it reaches its point of fruition. That is Rabb. And a perfect example of that is us as human beings. From the time of inception, when the child is conceived in the womb of the mother, already from that time, it is Allah who is attending to every need of that whatever exists in the womb of the mother. Toyota Etios 977086. Kindly remove your vehicle, it's obstructing the... Jazakallah khairan. So Rabb is the one who was with you all the time, from the time when you were a drop of semen. From that point, Allah was with you. And He's with you when you come into this world. And He remains with you while you are a child, and you move on to adolescence, and you become an adult, right up to the time you leave this world. Allah is with you and nurturing you all the way, every step of the way. That is Rabb. Now, why would you want to use it? I mean, which other attribute would you want to use when you're making dua to Allah? This is the attribute that you want to use, because you are saying, Rabbana, O my Rabb, you have been with me from the beginning and you are going to be with me till the end. So you call out making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala using the attribute Rabb. And by the way, this is the best attribute to use when making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We find that all the anbiya, this is the dua that they made. As-sami' we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or at the end of the dua, two other attributes of Allah are mentioned. One is As-Sami', As-Sami', and the other is Al-Alim. Allah is As-Sami', Allah hears your prayer. Allah listens to the dua that you make. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explaining Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's power of hearing, what did he say? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Fi laylatin dhalma," it is an absolutely dark night, Namlatun Sauda, you have a tiny small ant, ala sakhratin salda, the small, tiny small ant is walking on a smooth rock in the darkness of the night. He says, Allah listens to the footsteps of that ant. Allah sees that ant, Allah can hear the footsteps of that ant. Will Allah not be able to listen and to hear to our cries and our du'as and supplications when we call out to Allah? And Allah is Al-Alim. Allah is Al-Alim. The deed that you just performed, for which you are asking Allah acceptance, Allah knows the intentions as to why exactly you performed that act. So we learn two things. One is Allah listens to your prayers. Allah answers your du'as. But at the same time also, when performing the deed, when performing that act, especially during the month of Ramadan, all the acts that we are going to engage in, inshallah, should be done only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Alim. Allah knows the intention of His creation. When was this dua made? This dua, we know, was made by the great Nabi of Allah, the Khalil of Allah, Ibrahim alayhi salam. And while building the Kaaba, now look at the task. Such a mammoth, such a significant deed, yet not an iota of self-sufficiency or pride entered his heart. That from the time he began building the Kaaba, both of them, Ismail and Ibrahim, throughout the building of the Kaaba, they were making this dua, Rabbana taqabbal minna, Rabbana taqabbal minna, Rabbana taqabbal minna. And this happened when, at what point in the life of Ibrahim alayhi salam, the latter part of his life, after he went through so many tests, and he succeeded in every test, and never did he think to himself that I've done so great, I've done so much in my life. Allah has called me His Khalil, and He has given me this title that I am the beloved friend of Allah. Yet, with all those accolades and with all that recognition that he received from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself, he makes this dua along with his son Ismail alayhi salam. And they made this dua at the time when they were building the Kaaba. There are certain lessons that we will learn from this dua. And the first lesson is that no matter how great the deed may be, no matter how great the action may seem, we should never be proud about the deed that we have performed. Because it is only through Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's permission and His will that He allowed you to perform that action. And that's what Allah says in the Quran, وَلَا تُزَكُّوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Don't speak about yourselves. Don't speak about your piety. Do not praise yourself ever before anyone. هُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِمَنِ اتَّقَى. Allah knows the level of piety that exists in the heart of every person. So you might feel at the end of Ramadan that I am entitled to something or I deserve something. Never attribute that deed of yours to your own ability, to your own accomplishments, to your own strength, but attribute it to Allah. And the only way you can do that is by asking Allah to accept it. So after every action we learn, that the very first thing we need to do is to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for acceptance. Every time you give out some sadaqah, ask Allah for acceptance. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. You hear my prayer, you know my intention of Allah. After performing your umrah, after fasting every day at the time of iftar, make this dua, رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا. Otherwise, what's the point? You have stayed hungry the entire day, thirsty the entire day. The only thing that remains is to receive acceptance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Attribute all your abilities to Allah alone. All your abilities. Whether it is progress that you have made spiritually, in your spiritual life, never for a single moment attribute that to your own abilities and to your own strength. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us a beautiful dua. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Oh Allah, la hawl. I do not have the strength to perform any good deed. Wa la quwwa. And I do not have the strength and the ability to stay away from any act of disobedience. Illa billah. Except for the power of Allah. When Allah gives you the tawfiq to perform a good deed, then remember that came to you from Allah, attribute it to Allah. And when Allah gave you the ability to refuse a temptation that was presented to you, or you had an opportunity to fall into sin, do not attribute that to yourself, attribute it to Allah by reciting La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Every good deed that I do, I have done it with the permission of Allah. Every sin that I have stayed away from, it is because Allah had desire that I should stay away from it. Another important lesson we learn from this dua or from the entire incident is Ibrahim alayhi salam, he engaged in this act of building the Kaaba along with his son Ismail. Ismail alayhi salam. We learn from this that the real quality time, you know, we speak about quality time and spending quality time with our children in order to enhance the relationship that you share with your child is good. Of course, we have to do that. Rasulullah SAW did it every day with his daughter. But the real quality time is that time that you spend with your child in ibadah, in the worship of Allah. When you are spending that time in ibadah, sit with your child and engage in the recitation of the Quran. Come with your child to the masjid, pray with your child, together with your child, spend quality time in this way, in a manner that is pleasing to Allah. Wallahi, Allah will put such divine love between you and your child, that for the rest of the life, that relationship will be built,
and it will have a foundation that is built divinely through the love and the mercy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has for the two of you, simply because you made a child a part of your acts of worship and a part of your loyalty to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And look at the relationship that Ibrahim had shared with his son Ismail alayhi wasalam. In every act of worship, he always involved his child. He involved the son that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed him with. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding. Inshallah, tomorrow evening we will discuss another very important and a very comprehensive dua, which also comes in Surah Al-Baqarah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.